March 13, 1927, how the divine will does not leave anyone. How it possesses the regenerative virtue, and holds everything in the palm of its hand. My poor existence lives under the hard press of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Hours seem centuries to me without him, and I feel all the weight of my hard exile. Oh, God, what pain to live without he who forms my life, my heartbeat, my breath. Jesus, what harsh tearing is your privation for me. Everything is hindrance, everything is hardship. How can the goodness of your tender heart bear seeing me so hampered only because of you? How can you leave me for so long? My sighs do not wound you any more. My moans, my yearnings, searching for you, for nothing else but because they want life, do they not move you to compassion? It is life that I want, nothing else. And you deny this life to me? Jesus, Jesus, who would ever have thought that you would leave me for so long? Ah, come back, for I can take no more. Then, while I was pouring out my pain, my dear Jesus, my sweet life, moved in my interior, and told me, my daughter, if to you it seems that I have left you, and you are not feeling my life in you, my will has not left you. On the contrary, its life in you is in its fullness. Indeed, it does not leave anyone, not even the damned in hell. Rather, it is there fulfilling its inexorable and irreconcilable justice. In fact, in hell there is no reconciliation. Even more, it forms their torment. It is right that one who did not want to receive it in order to be loved, made happy and glorified, receive it to be tormented and humiliated. Therefore, my will does not leave anyone either in heaven, or on earth, or in hell. It holds everything within itself, as though in the palm of its hand. No one can escape it, neither man, nor fire, nor water, nor wind, nor sun. Everywhere it holds its empire and extends its life, ruling and dominating everything. If it leaves nothing and invests everything, could it ever leave its little firstborn daughter, in whom it has centralized its love, its life and its kingdom? In fact, even though my divine will extends everywhere and holds its empire over everything, yet, if the creature loves it, it makes itself all love and it gives its love. If she wants it as life, it forms its divine life in her. If she wants to let it reign, it forms its kingdom. It carries out its acts according to the dispositions of creatures. It possesses the regenerative virtue. It regenerates divine life, sanctity, peace, reconciliation, happiness. It regenerates light, beauty, grace. It knows how to do everything. It gives itself to all. It extends everywhere. Its acts are innumerable. They multiply to infinity. To each creature it gives a new act, according to their dispositions. Its variety is unreachable. Who can ever escape my will? No one. One would have to go out of creation, or be a being not created by us, which can never be, because the right of creating is only of God. Therefore, my will never leave you either in life, or in death, or after death. More so since, by regenerating you as a special birth from itself, both of you want that it form its kingdom. And wherever it is present, I am there, in my full triumph. Can there ever be a will without the person who possesses this will? Certainly not. And do not be surprised if you often feel as if my life were ending in you. You feel it ending, but it is not true. It happens as to created things that seem to die, but then they always rise again. The sun seems to die, but it is because the earth, in rotating, loses the sun, and so it seems it dies. But the sun lives and remains always in its place. And this is so true that, as the earth keeps rotating, it finds its sun again, as though rising again to new life for it. On earth, everything seems to die, the plants, the beautiful flowerings, the delicious fruits, but, afterwards, everything rises again and acquires life. The human nature itself during sleep it seems to die, but from the sleep it rises again more vigorous and restored. Among all created things, only the heavens are always fixed and never die, symbol of the stable goods of the celestial fatherland, that are not subject to changes. But all other things, the water, the fire, the wind, everything, they seem to die, but then they rise again, all animated by my will, that is not subject to death, and that possesses the act of making all things rise again, as many times as it wants. Even more, while they seem to die, they have perennial life, by virtue of the regenerative power of my will. The same happens in you. To you it seems that my life dies, but it is not true, because since my will is in you, there is the regenerative virtue that makes me rise again, as many times as it wants. Wherever my fiat is present, there can be neither death, nor goods that end, but perennial life, not subject to ending.